This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
So glad to have you with us. Welcome aboard tonight. Donald J. Trump joining us here at Radio Night Live. We're also going to hear from Britt McHenry and Abby Johnson, the woman who is the subject of the number four movie in the country right now, actually, will be joining us at some point this evening as well. It's Kevin McCullough. It is Radio Night Live. Welcome in, no matter where you are. It is a big, huge night. Those are some big names. You know who Donald J. Trump Jr. is, right? He's the president's firstborn. So he's the firstborn of citizen number one, and the number one country on earth. So that's kind of cool. And then Britt McHenry is the newly crowned number one host on a little channel called Fox Nation, which is the streaming side of the Fox News universe. She co-hosts a little show called UnPC with Tyrus, who's so cool, he doesn't even have to have another name. It's just Tyrus. So anyway, she's going to join us. You know Britt. She was at ESPN for years, and she does a little thing at the Fox 5 in the Washington, D.C. area each weekend. But she does the big show on Thursday and Friday nights for Fox Nation. So that'll be fun. And then the number four movie in the country right now. Now, this is, you know, opening weekend, so the numbers are still coming in, but as of through this afternoon, the number four total gross motion picture film in the country is Unplanned. That's gross dollars. Came in at number four, just behind Captain Marvel at number three. Dumbo, of course, the big opening for the big Disney remake of that at number one. But it's in like 582,000 theaters. I mean, they have to average, what, $3 a theater to be number one, something like. I'm being a bit facetious. Unplanned is in a few more than 1,000 theaters, and it is in right now at number four in box office receipts. But here's the more impressive thing: with Dumbo at number one, with Captain Marvel in that mix, Unplanned is number two right now behind Dumbo in average per screen for the weekend. Which means it is everywhere it's playing to packed houses. In fact, my Twitter feed, I put this up just a little while ago before we started the show, and I've been inundated with people telling me that they're trying to go see the movie, and there's no showings available because they're all sold out through the weekend. So I'm just calling it now. Be prepared for Unplanned to have a very good weekend. If it was already like that heading into Saturday, and if Saturday and Sunday maintain that kind of fever pitch with people having a hard time even getting screenings, then it's going to be a good weekend for the movie Unplanned. Now, why is Unplanned important? Well, it tells the story of Planned Parenthood's director of the year, center director of the year, who, when she was asked to help come in and help with a procedure, an ultrasound guided abortion is basically what it was. So they'd use the ultrasound technology to show a doctor where to place the instruments and how to crush the baby and so forth. When she saw it, she was the one asked to hold the ultrasound monitor. So she's holding the reader on the woman's belly, and she's watching the screen, and she sees the baby literally doing everything it can to try to save itself. Fighting against the abortion instruments in the mother's womb, it performed a trauma on her soul, and she ended up leaving Planned Parenthood. She ended up becoming someone who now fights against Planned Parenthood. And the movie Unplanned. In fact, I was on the set, and if we can make the technology work tonight, it will bring you the interview. But I was actually on the set of Unplanned when they were shooting, and I had a chance to sit down with Abby Johnson and have her tell me her story personally, but they had to shoot the entire film in secrecy. Because if Planned Parenthood had discovered where they were shooting the film, there would have been protests and people vandalizing the set and all kinds of other things on Planned Parenthood's behalf. They'd already been threatened, and so they were it was top secret location where it took place. But we will have an exclusive sit down with Abby Johnson, hopefully in hour number two tonight, as we are working on getting our technology up and running. What else do we have? And Britt McHenry is going to be here. We're going to talk about all kinds of things. I haven't talked with Britt in a while. She wrote something this week about college loans and some really, inventive ways to deal with them. And then in the next segment, we'll get into my visit with Don Trump Jr. Now, it will not be live with us. He visited with me on my daily show earlier this week, but it was such a good interview. I thought it would be important for you to hear here on Saturday nights as well. So thanks for indulging us on that just a touch. Now, a couple of important things I want you to know about. Coming up on April the 15th, I'm going to draw a name of a winner of the contest that we have been doing for the last number of weeks for the gold coin to be given away by Landmark Capital, our good friends at Landmark Capital. David Fisher and his team there helping you prepare for what is going to be an eventual economic downturn. But David Fisher and team giving away an $1,800 to $2,200 valued St. Gaudens coin that commemorates, well, it doesn't really commemorate, it kind of says something about the Fed and why the Fed is so important, what the Fed can do to hurt or help an economy. And really, if the Fed goes sideways this year, then the best way you're going to be able to hedge against your portfolio losing significantly is going to be if you do have some gold in your portfolio. So Landmark Capital, like they've done many times in the years and weeks past, decided to do a fun contest, and we're going to draw the name on the day your taxes are due. So that'll be on April the 15th. So that's just coming up around the corner. In order to register for your chance to win, you need to go get their survival kit. Now, this is free. It's a free survival kit prize to you, and they will supply that for you when you dial 844-604-2575. What's in the survival kit? It's a financial survival guide for 2019. Well, you've got a number of things. You've got a subscription to their newsletter at no cost to you. You've got all of David's white papers. You've got some of his predictions on what's going to happen. In fact, he's written a whole paper of the things that he's predicted and gotten true over the last year. And if you look at the long list, it's scary how prescient he is on these things. But if you'll do that at 844-604-2575 and tell him that you'd like to get the Financial Survival Guide for 2019, it's worth about $200 in actual retail value. They give it to you absolutely free. And then you're automatically registered for your chance to win this beautiful gold coin. If you're watching on Biz TV, it's on your screen right now. Call and talk to one of David's great people, 844-604-2575. And the free financial survival guide, free chance to win this gold coin. And if you sign up, but we're running out of time. April the 15th is obviously just a couple of weeks away, and we want to make sure you have your chance to win. So I'm going to be reminding you about that a lot more. 844-604-2575. They're a great sponsor to Radio Night Live and have been a great friend to this broadcast for a couple of years now. 844-604-2575. And then David will be joining us in the next week or two. I'm not sure which one it'll be, but there's a lot of things going on with the economy that you may not be aware of, and it will be helpful for him to be here and to give us the education that we need for that. So that's all straight ahead. What else? Oh, yeah, Texas Tech made it into the Final Four tonight. Kind of cool. First time in the school's history. Now, I'm not a big Tech fan. I did grow up in Texas, but I, you know, west side of Fort Worth, so I'm kind of a Horned Frog. But the Red Raiders, congratulations to them. They were the first time they've ever been to the NC2A Final Four. And we'll keep you apprised of anybody else that makes it in before the end of the night as well. Now, it was a huge week for the president. I don't know if you noticed this. But this time a week ago, the press was in full meltdown. They were pressuring Bob Barr, William Barr, to come out with the Bob Barr. Man, that's a throwback. He was a prosecutor in impeachment. William Barr, who is the attorney general, he released the report on Sunday, but this time a week ago, Saturday night, there were literally people like gnawing their fingernails off, worried about what was going to come out. And it was about as bad for Democrats as they thought it could be, in that the prosecution team that Bob Mueller had established, which was nearly 100% made up of strong Hillary supporters, donors, backers, came to the conclusion that the president had not colluded, had not conspired with Russia to undermine our elections. And then they said, they reserve no judgment on obstruction at all. And that's the right call, because if he didn't commit the first crime, there would be nothing to be obstructing the investigation of. So you can't obstruct if he didn't commit the first crime, and he didn't commit the first crime. So anyway, we'll visit with Don Trump and get more on that from about his dad and his perspective coming up next.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The boys of all the boys, boys of all the boys, 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 boys of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here, and thank you for caring. We are also starting out on a new journey tonight that will take us over the next 3 months, and I am hopeful that before summer arrives, we will have done something very, very incredible. You know that I have a big passion for the enslaved in our world. And there is a unique opportunity that we have been given with our friends at Christian Solidarity International. They are frequently in northern Sudan working amongst the jihadist slave traders there to earn the release of as many slaves as they can. And in the early part of June, we have the opportunity to set 82 human beings free from permanent slavery in the north. It's a very simple process. The slave masters care more about the health of their cattle than they do the Christian slaves that they took during the Sudanese war. They will trade one slave for a vaccine, basically, for their cows. And then the CSI personnel are able to help them get back to South Sudan, reunite with family. It's amazing. But there are still tens of thousands of South Sudanese slaves that are enslaved in the north. And so tonight we begin a journey of trying to set free 82 of those slaves early this summer. Let me give you the number where you can call and participate with us. It's 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Here's all it takes to liberate one slave. If you can do a $25 a month gift for 10 months, you don't have to do it indefinitely. You don't have to do it forever. But if you can do a $50 gift for 5 months or $25 a month gift for 10 months, you'll liberate one human life, because it takes about $250, $50 of which gets the vaccine, and then the other $200, a part of that package, is what they do to put together what they call the Bag of Hope, which is really a complete life starter kit. It's grain to eat, seed to plant, a goat to provide dairy and other products as needed. There's gardening tools, there's sleeping gear, there's a tarp to protect against weather. There's an incredible gift that these slaves have never ever seen. So I'll be telling you stories about individual slaves that have been impacted by this work, and I'm hoping that you will join us. But we need 82 people between now and the beginning of summer, just 82 of the 300 radio stations that are listening, of the 66 million TV households that we're in. We need 82 individuals to say, I can do $25 a month for 10 months or $50 a month for 5 months, and you'll set one slave free right now. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Help us set these human beings free before summer. It would be a great gift to them. All right, we've got a very interesting conversation straight ahead, because this last week, the president's firstborn son, Don Trump Jr., joined me. He did so in the aftermath of what was a rather astounding week for the president. He not only has now the Russia investigation kind of in his rearview mirror, and if you saw the rally that he had in Grand Rapids this week, there's certainly still the enthusiasm that he brings to the campaign trail. I have some video of the people that were sitting outside. The overflow had several thousand people that had to sit in the overflow outside the arena because they could not get them all inside. There's just one still shot of it there that Nick has on the screen, but literally tens of thousands of people that couldn't get in to an already packed arena on the inside. So in light of his good week, and not just the Trump-Russia thing, but also the he was able to survive the veto threat in the House. They weren't able to override his veto, so he's going to get to build the wall. Big, big week for the president. So in light of that, I wanted to ask Donald Trump, why was it, from his perspective, that the press were losing their minds starting last Friday?
The nonsense that they had been peddling with zero evidence, but peddling as fact for the last 2.5 years, turns out to be just that, nonsense. And they can't handle it, Kevin. I mean, they've lost their minds. No, they've lost their minds anyway. I mean, you know, the notion that, you know, the rich billionaire from New York who really didn't need this at all, did this and did it for Mother Russia for some reason, you know, it's kind of a stretch, but, you know, they're really in their heads. Trump derangement syndrome is real, and it's affecting these guys bigly, as they say.
I think it's epic, and you're still seeing it play out. It's almost like what Jesse Smollett said to the cameras the other day about his situation in Chicago. It's kind of what MSNBC is living in, because everybody sees that they didn't tell the truth for 2.5 years, and now that's been exposed, but they're still going on saying that they're telling the truth. It's kind of a...
Well, it's nuts. The media is totally complicit in this. You know, they're basically the marketing division of the Democratic Party. And you have these people. I mean, you had, you know, one of the tinfoil hat brigade leaders, you know, Eric Swalwell last night, or Martha McCollum basically being like, well, the dossier said that... She's like, I mean, to her credit, she finally was like... You serious? Like you actually still think this is a thing? Like this is it's so asinine. And you know the only thing that they don't want to do is actually look to see where this stuff started. The only thing they don't want to do is see how the Clinton campaign and the DNC colluded with Fusion GPS and the high level you know bureaucrat right. lawyers at the FBI, not the door kickers, because even those guys, you know, I see them all the time in some of my circles, whether it's competitive shooting, and I mean you know they just come up to me with their head hung in shame, be like, I can't believe this is going on, you know, in the organization, and you know, they just feel it's been so tarnished, and it's a shame. But you know, don't you know, we recognize that it's not those guys; it's the lawyers,
right?
You know, the unelected bureaucrats at the top that think they knew better and had insurance policies to prevent, you know, this disaster that is Trump. Even though you have the best economy in modern history, you have all-time low unemployment across every demographic, across every minority group. You have 401ks rocketing, wages are going up. I mean, you'd think, you know, those would be things that people would want to embrace. You'd think Democrats would get on board and say, we want more of this.
Right.
But, you know, they can't do it because the Trump derangement syndrome is preventing them from using their sense.
We're speaking with Don Trump Jr. Donald, let me ask you this about this particular week. I said yesterday, and we were only 2 days in at the time, that it's the best week of your dad's presidency with Russia in the rearview mirror. And the House voting in being incapable of overriding his veto. Now he gets his number one issue. He gets to make some progress on that before 2020. And he gets to not have the Russia thing kind of just clanging like a noisy gong out there every day. What do you anticipate will be different about your dad in terms of like just even the pure energy he has going forward between now and the next election cycle?
I think he's going to be able to, I mean, think of all the accomplishments and what he was able to get done in the first 2 years under this cloud.
Right.
Under this insanity. Now, imagine what he could do without that cloud and maybe with a little bit of help from the Democrats. You know, if the Democrats actually start caring a little bit about America and Americans for a change instead of just people who aren't Americans, which it seems they take much more liking to, you know, we could actually do a lot for this country. We could help out a lot of people. I mean,
what could they work with him on? What of the things that he hasn't yet done?
And actually, we'll pick it up from there. Don Trump was with Kevin McCullough earlier this week. We're letting you hear that conversation. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live, and we are live. And coming up next hour.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is continuing to emphasize the immigration issue on Twitter. He cut off aid to 3 Central American countries and is calling on Mexico to stop the influx of immigrants coming into the U.S. He made the repeated threats this week to shut down the U.S. border with Mexico.
We'll keep it closed for a long time. I'm not playing games. Mexico has to stop it.
There's a very good likelihood that I'll be closing the border next week, and that'll be just fine with me.
A closure of the southern border could affect legal ports of entry, where more than $550 billion of goods are traded between Mexico and the U.S. each year. Political scientist Mark Jones says this could make the problem worse.
If they could do more to essentially align themselves with the United States on this policy, they would. They simply don't have the resources and don't have the capacity to do so.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back to Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Coast to coast, great radio stations, some 300-plus outlets across the country getting us tonight, like the great WPG in Atlantic City and the great WORL in Orlando, Florida, along with some great ones on the West Coast, just basically crisscross the whole country, Portland to Tampa Bay, Boston, to San Diego, and also on a great television network, Biz TV. Thank you for being such a great partner as well. Back to the conversation. Donald Trump Jr. came and visited with me on Kevin McCullough Radio this week, and I thought it was too good of a conversation to miss out on, given that the president had a very good week. We pick it up with me asking him what could Democrats and the president work on in the latter portion of this term.
The left would be against it. You know, they have to put forward these insane deals, like the Green New Deal. It's wonderful. The only problem is it costs $93 trillion, and the U.S. government generates $6 trillion a year. So in 15 years, if we spent nothing else, if we didn't spend a dime on our defense, on education, on anything that we do, on infrastructure, we could maybe pay to take the bus to Hawaii. I mean, it's a wonderful concept. And all the presidential front runners jumped all over it. You know, they took, you know, a freshman congresswoman who 3 weeks ago didn't know the three branches of government and said, this is the pony we're going to hitch ourselves to. And then all of a sudden they vote president instead of yay. You know, what happened? I mean, you can't take these people seriously. And that's the problem. I mean, it's a little scary that the Democratic frontrunners, apparently their policies are so bad, they can't even vote anything but present on them, and yet they want to sell this to the American public?
Yeah.
I mean, we have a lot to lose. We have a booming economy. We have jobs coming back, a manufacturing sector that's exploding. You got tax cuts. You got rising wages for the lower levels of the economy that haven't seen that in decades. You know, you got a lot to lose if you vote against this.
Well, and Don, when we were at the convention in Cleveland in the last go-around, I stayed at a hotel that was, I don't know, 25 miles outside the city, and I Ubered in every day, and you would pass these kind of broken-down mills, these factories, these production plants that had been vibrant at one point. I'd ask my Uber driver, what used to be there? Oh, that was a Ford plant. What was over there? Oh, that was a Frigidaire company. I got a sense, as far back as the convention, that he was resonating with working-class, Rust Belt, blue-collar, but very sane Democrats at that time. Now, they don't appear to be putting anybody forward that's really going to try to challenge him in that arena. Hillary could have bought more plane tickets and at least pretended to try. She obviously didn't seem to care. But yeah. Who in the current field do you think, on whatever level, has a message that could resonate competitively? Because if you're talking Kamala or Bernie or any of those guys, I think he wins an even bigger percentage of those working class votes.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know that it exists. I mean, some people may say Biden in that one, but really, like, I mean, I look at Biden as the epitome of the swamp. I mean, this is what everyone in this country rebelled against in 2016. He's not the, you know, he's different. I mean, he was part of the Obama administration, right? I mean, give me a break. There's exactly zero difference, and he's been doing it for 50 years. What has he accomplished in that amount of time? A whole lot of nothing. But, you know, he was Obama's VP, and that's, you know, the liberal deity. And so he gets some credit, I guess, for that. But, like, really? That's your hope and change? That's
your dad
guy?
Was on record last week saying that Beto O'Rourke was his dream matchup. Your reaction to your dad's observation?
Well, I think he'd make pretty fast work of him. I mean, Beto seems, you know, he's very excitable. He's out there. You look at the stuff that you say, and, you know, while they questioned a lot of my father's mental, you know, facilities over the last few years, you know, I think he's got a track record that speaks for itself in terms of accomplishment and success.
Yeah.
I don't know that you can say that Beto has any of that. And so, you know, it'll be interesting.
All right. Don Trump Jr., good to hear.
So there he was. Kind of a surprise in the middle of the week because we had been desiring to talk to him for some time. And then he literally called and said, hey, we've got time to chat now. Are you ready to? So but that's the first son. That's the president's oldest son. And you kind of get the feeling that with Russia behind him, with the House unable to override the president's veto, thus freeing him to go get that money and build the wall, you have a feeling there's some momentum starting to build, and they saw that in that rally late this week in Grand Rapids, where they literally had people wrapped around the building. They always have that. That's at every Trump rally. You know, a mile down the road, the line stretches. But they actually had figured out a way to get, you know, 5 or 10,000 people housed on the lawn outside the arena as overflow as well. That's Michigan. That is formerly a blue state. He carried it in 16. He wasn't supposed to. It looks like he's got a pretty good ground game there for 2020. Anyway, we'll talk more about that coming up. Kevin McCullough, don't go away.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
62641. All right, very glad to have you with us. It's very interesting tonight. One of the breaking news stories, the president has announced cuts in aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Do you know why? These are the countries that are sending their migrants, of which we detained 4,000 of them last week at the border, and they're not doing anything to stop it. So the reason we send aid to those countries, pretty simply, is so that they can help deal with the problems that are there. If they're sending all of their problems to us, then we should keep that aid. That's the president's view on it. Anyway, that's breaking as of tonight, and Pretty interesting. It'll be interesting to see what people have to say about it, because you know there's going to be some sort of like, you know, how he's evil because of doing this. But anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And if you ever want to be in touch, my phone number is 888-340-3373. I've actually got a 24-hour-a-day voicemail that's on that number, and you can leave me a message. I'm the only one that listens to it. But I catch all your messages. Some of you leave them during the week, and glad to catch up with you whenever we can. And my email address is kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com. Now, about an hour from now, I hope and plan to have a very good conversation with Abby Johnson that we can bring to you. This was actually shot on location. On the secret location of the set for the movie Unplanned. It's opening this weekend, and it appears, at least on Target right now, to be number 4 in gross box office so far, of the top 25 or whatever it is they track over at Box Office Mojo, and it is number 2 in average per screen. Now, that's significant because obviously, it doesn't open on as many screens as, say, Captain Marvel or Dumbo, both of which are on, I think, over 3,000 to 4,000 screens each. Unplanned's just on barely over 1,000 screens, but it's averaging the second highest dollar rate per screen, which means where it's playing, pound for pound, it's performing or maybe outperforming what it should be doing market-wise, as so many of these faith-oriented or family-oriented films seem to do these days. It's really quite amazing for the budget that they make these movies on, how well they do. But this particular movie tells a very important story. It is the true story of how the most successful clinic director in Planned Parenthood's history, Abby Johnson, was asked to assist with a procedure. What she saw while she was assisting with that procedure was something she had never seen in the years that she had been rising through the ranks. And when she saw it, it wrecked her. And she literally was on a path then that she had to decide, do I continue to work here or do I begin to speak out about what this actually is? And, of course, she did, and that's what the rest, as they say, is history. But she'll tell us her story in hour number 2 tonight. And I'm looking forward to the top of the hour. Britt McHenry is going to be with us. She's usually just with us on news items or sports. But tonight I convinced her to join us for the Ladies Lounge. And so we're going to get up close and personal to Lady Britt tonight, in a way that we haven't in the past. And that should be fun, because I don't think she's ever been a guest in the Ladies Lounge, up until now. And then next week we've got, Kristen B. Tate joining us. And then I want to warn you a little bit ahead of time. Those of you by way of radio that just listen on radio and don't watch the stream, you may not be as, totally, you know, into the wherewithal of what all this means. But for those of you that watch on television or the online stream, coming soon, in the next couple of weeks, there will be a brand new look, a brand new set that we will be operating from. And it's going to be a little more transparent. You're going to see more of the operations behind the scenes. It's going to be fun. But we will we'll be probably off the air maybe 1 or 2 weeks in the preparation of that, and then we will be back, you know, going strong beyond that. But hopefully going to accomplish that move, because we're moving from the location that we've been in going on 10 years at this location. So this studio I'm actually going to say goodbye to. We've been here for a long, long time, but it should be a lot of fun to get over there. So I'm curious if you have any thoughts about the week as it came down. The president, you know, and Donald Trump referred to it in his answer to my question on this, but you know, this president, despite his own tweeting, and despite all of the heat that he gets from just the constant antagonism from the media in general, despite having the Trump-Russia thing held over him nonstop as though it was some sort of legitimate inquiry into something that he had done, and of course, much of the media playing into that, Donald Trump called them the marketing wing of the Democratic Party. I think there's a lot of truth to that. But when you consider that that was always just kind of nipping at his heels. And you see how much he got done in these first couple of years with the economy, with jobs, with wages, with prison reform, with those of you that are pro-life, with defunding Planned Parenthood to the degree that he has, with judges absolutely swarming the lower courts, with more judges already in the circuit and appellate courts than Obama did in two terms. This is in 2.5 years he was able to accomplish that, plus two seats on the Supreme Court already in 2.5 years. I mean, this is a rather remarkable set of accomplishments that a president that didn't have any distractions or anything beating at his brain for the totality of time would be hard pressed to try to equal. The fact that he's been able to get all that done, and now will no longer have the Russia Trump. The Democrats in Congress are gonna pitch their fits and have their hearings and stuff, but they're not gonna. There's nothing to uncover. Look, there were 19 Hillary supporters that were working for Mueller. Mueller, a lifelong Republican, but surrounded himself with 19 Hillary supporters. They wanted and were motivated to find something that Trump had done wrong. The fact that they were incapable of finding it, being who they were and being that they had the resources that they had, which was an almost limitless amount of resources, 19 prosecutors working the case full time for 2.5 years with an unlimited treasury to spend as much as they needed to. It was just insane, and they couldn't come up with it. Good week for the president. Coming right back, live from New York. Don't go away.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very excited to have you with us. 888-340-3373 is our phone number, 888-340-3373. We are counting down the days to April 15th when we give away a one-ounce, $20 gold piece on behalf of our friends at Landmark Capital. We're going to draw a name from those that have registered. In order to register, you call and request the Financial Survival Guide for 2019 from Landmark Capital. They are a financial planning a company. They help you understand your portfolio, help you understand what your risks are. There is no purchase required to win this gold coin, but if you are if you get the information pack, then you are registered. They will register you for your chances to win, and it will be the coin will be worth $1,800 to $2,200, depending on the person that you take it to have it assessed afterwards. They predict very low. They say $1,600. That's what it was worth at the beginning of the contest. Gold has gone up since we started this contest 3 months ago. But get a free survival kit for 2019. It's the Financial Survival Guide for 2019 from Landmark Capital. It's worth $189. That is yours for free. 844-604-2575. And the winner of the gold coin is going to get a personal consultation with David Fisher. You're going to get a beautifully illustrated book on the history of coins and kind of what make it, it's like a history of what makes them valuable, but it's illustrated and has beautiful full color. It's almost like a coffee table style book. And then there's another book that they're going to send you as a complimentary gift as well that details the history of the Fed and all the problems that it has created for us over time. So this particular coin, a beautiful coin that was minted in Philadelphia the year that the Fed was founded, and the Fed may be the one that screws up the economy this year. In fact, if we have a recession, it will probably be because the Fed messed with rates when it shouldn't have. But anyway, again, if you would like to register for your chance to win, we're going to draw on April the 15th. So call today and get your financial survival guide, 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575 for your chance to win. Coming up in hour number two tonight, Britt McHenry will join us from our nation's capital. She spends her life between D.C. and New York, and she is our guest in the Ladies' Lounge. And then a little bit later in hour two, my one-on-one exclusive sit-down with Abby Johnson, who is the true life story that is featured in the movie of Unplanned this weekend. We shot it on the secret location that the film was filmed at, due to the threat of protests and, well, you know how they are, the crazy people on the left. They just don't like people that on the right that say what they believe. So they try to shut them down. So because of that, there was top secrecy on the set where we were. But Abby and I sat down for exclusive one-on-one. You'll hear that and see that coming up in hour two tonight. So I hope you'll stick around. It is Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, so honored to have your company this and every Saturday night right here.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Going to get an additional $500.